Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And I hope everyone is having a beautiful morning. I know that DC is having snowstorms, so she is apparently having a lot of fun. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, and I will tell you about me, because, like I said, DC's having snowstorms, so she's running a little bit late. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. And yes, I also work with men. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward and live in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life, and so I stand in that unconditional love with everyone that I work with. So a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everybody the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, and my Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that site. I've posted lots of information that has resonated with me throughout the years, and you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, I have stalled you guys now. I haven't stalled you. I've actually given you the information I would have normally given you after DC. And DC should be here any second. She's got three of her grandkids with her, and they've got all of the snow, and they're cooking, and she wasn't expecting a show this morning because I had thought that I was going to be taking my brother to an appointment, and it turns out we're going to do that next week. So next Tuesday we will not have a show, but we are having a show today. And she is getting ready. She says she's almost ready. I know here in Oklahoma, it's actually a very nice day. It's a little cold in the mornings, but yesterday I think we got up to 59 degrees during the day. And it will probably be about the same temperature today. So it goes down around freezing at night, but the days are a little warmer. And I'd love this so much more than that cold and dreary and, oh my gosh, overcast and all of that. I don't want all of that. That's why I don't live someplace that has all of that. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning, whether you have snow or you have clear and sunny skies or you have that cold and dreary weather. I hope that you make today the very best day that it can possibly be, because that's one of the things I'm learning, is that the day and the weather doesn't determine my mood. I do. So no matter what the weather is like, I can still be happy. I can still have a fabulous, wonderful day. I just have to learn to let go of the whole idea that everything outside of me has all of this control over me, because it doesn't. And the more I let that go, the more my life becomes better and better and better. And it's really amazing to me. You know, this is the same things that I've been learning over the years and that I've been teaching other people. And I don't know, something about the master solution technique that I use now is helping me apply it even more quickly and more deeply than I've ever been applying the truths before. And it's really helping me to change my life in so many ways. And I was sleeping last night, and I was dreaming that I was walking. I don't remember who I was walking with or why we were walking. And every time I looked down, I was finding money. And I was finding coins, but I was also finding $100 bills, you know. It was a nice walk. And it was interesting also because, you know, when you're with somebody else and you're finding something valuable, you were taught that you're supposed to share it. And I wasn't sharing it. I was encouraging other people to find their own, but I wasn't sharing what I got. And I didn't feel any guilt about not sharing it. So it was okay for me to just receive this money that was just there for me. And that was a whole new way of feeling about money. You know, because we're taught that money is evil. You're not supposed to want money, although you're supposed to want money. You're not supposed to have money. Well, you can have enough money to make ends meet, but you're not allowed to have more than that. And I've been working on wiping all of those beliefs that I had about money out of my mind, because I realized that that's what they are. They're the programming in my own mind. And so I've been working on letting that go because I don't want that programming. I don't want to feel like it's wrong for me to have money. I don't want to have to do without because I believe that I'm not supposed to have, you know. These beliefs that we're taught, although the people who teach them to us are only doing what they think is best and they're passing on what they've been taught, but that doesn't mean I have to keep it. So it is really, truly wonderful to let it go. And I encourage everyone again to join the group that does the Deprogramming Your Mind every Tuesday evening at 7:30 Central Time. And we go over different issues and we remove those programs that we have been taught. And tonight we're doing powerless. So we're letting go of the whole need to be powerless. And we're going to get to stand in our power and be who we really are. And that just feels so good. And I find myself seeing everything differently, seeing myself differently, seeing my life differently. I don't really, you know how to put it into words because I'm changing so much stuff. But one of the things that I've been doing is I've been talking with gentlemen. I just love that word, on the internet. And there's one in particular that I talked to. And, you know, I'm thinking back to when I first started talking to him, which was in October or November, somewhere around in there. And the way I reacted to him, and it was the way I had been programmed to react to him. And I see that now. Then I thought, okay, this is just perfectly normal. This is the way I react. And the way I react to him now is totally different. It doesn't mean that, you know, I don't enjoy talking to him or I don't care about him. It's that I have the power in my life that I used to give. I used to give my power away to a lot of people. And now I don't do that. I don't make them more important than me. And oh, White Lily is saying Barbara has an online boyfriend. Well, she typed it, so those intonations were mine, but that's what the typing said to me. Actually, I have an online friend who has helped me to see so much about what I believe, so much about what I do that's not actually thought out, that's just a reaction. And it really has been a phenomenal change in my life. And, you know, sometimes after I'm talking to him and sometimes while I'm talking to him, I'm doing clearing work because things are popping up that I'm realizing, you know, and that the little ways of being that I've been taught are right for me to be. They keep popping up, and so I'm clearing them while I'm talking to him. And I tell him all the time that I'm clearing this and I'm clearing that and I'm, you know, doing all of this work. And he thinks it's wonderful that I'm doing all of this work, although he has yet to ask if he can do all of this work. But we'll see what happens with that, whether he does it or not. That's totally up to him. Whether or not I ever actually see this man is, you know, that's totally up to him, too. I know it's not totally up to him. It's up to both of us, but, you know, I'm okay either way. I haven't made him so important that my life will be, you know, a desolate desert without him or anything like that. Okay, so DC is here, so let's find out who DC Love is. Hi, DC.
Good morning, Barbara. I don't know who DC Love is right now. I'm a frantic grandma. We had a snowstorm in the area, and I have three of my six grandkids with me, so I was just making waffles and then a pizza and trying to get them settled in. But you've told me, and Spirit told me, to call myself the magical DC Love, so I guess that's who I am. I'm the magical DC Love, and I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, and as well I teach Reiki. And I'm a radio show host. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels. And I can't forget Joan Rivers, because she's made such a beautiful impact on my life. She and I connected while she was in a coma. And at that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize, you know, that it was a divine connection I have with Joan. And she's left this beautiful door open, and now others walk through that space. And, you know, in doing so, they've given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it provides me the ability to, like, really relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to, you know, these beautiful changes that I can't imagine not having, I had a work background that had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Okay, I guess now you can give us any messages you have. I don't know if you had a chance to get that stuff together, too. DC?
Yes, can you hear me, Barbara?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay,
we lost her.
We've been experiencing a little bit of issues because we do have, like, you know, more snow than they predicted. I think the weatherman drinks. So it's really bad here. We're getting the weather that we were supposed to get, actually, believe it or not, last week, Barbara, and we're getting it now. And for some reason, okay, I was going to say for some reason, let me just see if I can pull up a message here because I'm having a little bit of an issue. Okay, let me see here. Come on. I'm trying. I have them on my computer here. I don't have them, like, on a notebook, and I keep them on the computer because my writing is so terrible, Barbara. When I write stuff down, I can't read it.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's why I'm trying to, you know, keep everything okay. Let me see here. Okay, so the angels are coming in, and they're letting us know that, you know, the positive energy that we hold, it'll bring us all that we desire. We're asked to follow our heart and believe, you know, and believe and do whatever we believe is right for us. And we have a beautiful affirmation. I love who I am becoming. I love who I am becoming. You've got to trust your intuition. And believe it or not, everything that we envision can become a reality. It's possible. We're going to move forward and we can achieve our desires. But it's really important that we stay grounded and we've got to, you know, watch our emotions. we've got to allow divine peace and harmony to really surround us. So we've got to relax, let go, and know that we are divinely guided as we continue down our path. And as we do, to see that we're going to be so blessed by our Creator and the universe that we're going to have all these beautiful gifts come to us. Okay? So what I've been getting this a lot for, like, a lot of people, that we've really got to, you know, stay a lot less emotional and just continue, you know, down the beautiful path and visualize the happiness that you want to feel. Visualize it. Anticipate it. Because this is the time now. We're entering like a new moon cycle soon, and this is the time now to really focus on what we are wanting. And just go with the flow and be open, you know, open and, you know, ready to receive what comes our way. And know that the guardian angels are with us. And they're helping us to really to heal from past experiences. They're saying, be prepared for all the magic that is waiting for you. And there's beautiful positive energy being showered from the universe down upon us in all areas of our life. So this is a really beautiful time to focus only on what you are wanting. Let go of what no longer serves you. Okay? And just stay optimistic about life. You know, stay optimistic, think positively, and you're going to see how everything falls into place. Okay, so that's basically what I have from the angels, Barbara. It's not as big as my other messages, but that's what I have for today.
Okay, well, that was wonderful, and thank you.
Thank you.
And now, let me sit right in my chair. Not that I have to sit right to have Jesus flow through me, but might as well be comfortable. Here is what Jesus wants to say to us all. My beloved, no matter what the circumstances are around you, no matter what the situations are that are in your life, you do have power. You are not some powerless little frightened being who is sitting there praying that God will save you. At least I hope that you are not. You do not need to do that. You have power. You have power within you. You have the power of God within you. God is within you. There is no separation. So you have power. It's time to wake up and start using this power. It's time to recognize when you are giving your power away. And so many of you are giving your power away in every moment of your lives, and we'd like it if you'd stop. If you'd stop and just recognize that you were created with power. And just let that soak in for a moment. Because some of you have been fighting that belief for all of your lives. You think that you're powerless and that you have to find this and that and the other and before you can move forward with your life and actually have something that you consider to be worth living for. You are worth living for. You have power. And you can create. You do create. You have always created and you will always create. But now it's time for you to recognize that you make the choice of what you create. You have power. Let go of those beliefs that no longer serve you. You have power. Let go of the need to have other people rescue you. You have power. Let go of any need to beg God to change your life. You have power. You have power. Okay, I guess you decided to carry on the theme of what I was talking about while we waited for DC. So now you all know that you have power.
We do have power, and everything that we need to know is within us. All we have to do is go within. And I was getting a message, Barbara, for myself and others to really watch, you know, how stress affects our lives. So that was like an important message from the angels. You've really got to, you know, you've got to let go of the stress, let go and you know, let God and just trust that everything will be resolved. And if we worry about another person, we're not helping them or ourselves. We're just taking on, you know, the stress that they're taking on, and it doesn't resolve anything.
Yes, and that is true. And we only feel stress when we think we're powerless. Because if you have power,
yes.
What are you stressing about?
Right, there should be no stress. It is crazy. Like I said, we're blocking people. We're not helping them. You know, when we hold on to that stress, it's no good.
Okay. Well, we've come to the part of the show where people can ask questions. So if you're in the chat room and you're logged in and you have a question, you can type it. And if you are on the phone line and you have a question, make sure you press the number 1 so that that symbol appears on my studio board. And we will answer your question. All right, we will go to our first caller from area code 415.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, I wasn't sure if I was, like, pressed the 1 or not. Or good messages
you had
today.
Already pressed it, and you pressed it again. But I'd already pressed
which took
it
me
on
off.
You, so, yeah. But that's okay. How are you?
Good
We're
messages
doing...
today. Yeah. Lots of stuff came up this week. Were you guys feeling it?
You know what?
Immune?
I fell down a wormhole a couple of times, and I sort of felt like Alice in Wonderland falling down the rabbit hole. But I got out again, you know, and I kept hearing, you get knocked down, but you get up again. You know, and that was my theme.
Right. Good for you. Barbara, were you feeling that crazy energy too, or what?
I've actually been just releasing and releasing and releasing and releasing and releasing when awake and asleep, and it's actually been a great week. I feel great.
That's awesome. Good for you. It's awesome. I'll just take a general. Yeah, it's been sort of funky, but I'm finally like feeling back to myself. Yeah,
I'm getting, you know, there's someone that you're connecting with. I don't know who it is. Okay, and what I'm getting is they're not showing you the whole person is what I'm getting, okay? And sort of like maybe like there's more than meets the eye. So I'm getting, around this person, I don't know if it's someone that you're connecting with to help them or what, but I'm getting that, you know, like you're only getting part of what is there. Okay, so you're very intuitive. You've got to go within. You've got to trust what you're feeling. Ask the angels to come in, and, you know, the whole picture is going to be revealed, okay?
Yeah, I'm letting several people go that recently came in my life to partner, and they've just been aggravating me like crazy, so they're done. Yeah.
Good.
That's it.
And now I see beautiful hearts around you, and I'm getting that you're being healed from, like, a past relationship where you still have, like, sort of like an encasement around your heart. Okay, and this encasement, if you want to have true love in your life and stuff, you've got to get rid of this encasement. So are you willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, when you do, you're going to have, you know, that love come in, you know, from, and you're going to feel it from, like, the higher perspective, you know, the beautiful love. And you've got to make sure that, you know, that you really love yourself, you know, as much as you should, and, you know, value yourself, because I'm getting, you know, ask the divine to allow them to show you, you know, how they see you, the real you, the way that we are before we, you know, have all the hurt come into our life, okay?
Okay.
So start by, like, really, like, loving yourself first. Have those beautiful thoughts of how amazingly loving you are, okay? And you don't have to change anything about yourself. It's not hard. It's just your perception that you have to change. Okay?
Okay.
So reaffirm every day that you are love, because you truly are love, hon, okay? And when you see yourself from this perspective, you're going to see, you know, a different person than you think you are, and you're going to attract the love that you truly deserve around you is what I'm getting. Okay, and just see yourself as, you know, this beautiful spiritual being that's having an earthly experience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't get caught up on all the crap that's going on around you, okay? Because when we do, it's, you know, it's easy to forget that we are, you know, that we are spiritual beings having this earthly experience. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I seem to, like, this past week get caught up with there's like a shift in my career, as in I'm looking for a full-time job now, and like a lot of like stewing of like a lot of stuff, like limiting beliefs, this, that, and the other, and crankiness and past experiences about looking for a job, getting a job have come up. And as far as like what Barbara was talking about like you're not a victim, you're not out of your power, a lot of that came up like really strong of like the victim stuff around it of on how it could be easy and how I can do a job that I really love and make a lot of money doing it and still do.
And you can. Yes, you definitely can. And this is the
and
time
to
that
do
you
my
really
spiritual
have to focus.
Business. Like that was building so much and now it's like, okay, yeah. Now go get a job. It's like, huh? But okay.
You just have to do what you have to do right now and just stay grounded, okay? Stay grounded. Don't let emotions come into this right now. You're doing
right,
what you
yeah.
have. And the angels are saying, you know what? You know, if you work like long and stressful hours and everything, you know, it's not going to be any better than doing something. It's, you know, you're going to do something that you love. You will do something that you love. And when you do, the money's going to follow. Okay? So, you know, there's not a need to work, you know, harder. It's just there's a need to work smarter. And you've got to visualize yourself where you want to be. See it already. Feel it. You know, what is it like that, you know, you're doing something you love, and when you do something you love, you never work a day in your life because you love it so much. Okay?
Yeah.
Just honor that beautiful light, you know, and just know that you are a beautiful, bright beacon for others to follow. And when you shine for everyone to see you. And that beautiful light that is within you, that's your essence of your passion, your gifts, your talents, your love. Okay? So just keep shining brightly. Do not have any fear. Honor what's in your heart. Connect with your joy. Do what makes you happy. Okay? Show off all the beautiful talents that you have. And, you know, you are going to get to where you need to be. You know, connect with that beautiful joy within, hon. Just connect with that joy. And, you know, because, you know, we are earthly beings, we do have to make money, unfortunately, and it does cause us frustration. But just watch that you're not getting into a state of lack, because lack, in fact, does nothing but produce more lack, okay? You've got to have a little bit more patience. You've got to persevere. And you will get where you want to be, where you're doing something that you love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let the messages, you know, bring you an empowerment, you know, a feeling of empowerment. Be confident. I see you climbing this beautiful ladder of success, and you are ready. You are ready to start, you know, that new life where you're doing something that you love. Okay?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's the thing. I have to build. I finally got more grounded today and slowed down because I was, like, sort of crazy with the emotions the last couple of days. And for me, I have to just build up my, give myself pep talks and build up my faith as far as, yes, I can get that job that I really love and enjoy and that other people will recognize that and hire me. But that's still giving my power away to other people. But
right.
So, yeah.
I mean,
whatever,
you just connect with your joy. And, you know, that little girl inside you is saying, you're not playing with me enough. You've got to lighten up and have some fun.
Yeah, definitely not doing that.
When was the last time you just did something without thinking because you thought, oh, my God, that sounds like fun, that you were really, you know, spontaneous?
Yeah, never.
Used to be a little
really
outrageous. She's saying, you know, used to be a little bit outrageous. You know, bring that back a little bit, you know?
I know.
You have to connect with that beautiful inner child because she's really going to help you to get on that path that you need to be on. What I want you to do, what I ask you to do is find a picture of yourself, you know, when you were younger. One that you could really see, one that you could look into the eyes of that beautiful, you know, little inner child and see, you know, all the, you know, all the beauty that she saw in the world. You know, notice, like, what does her face look like? Is she excited? Is she, you know, is she just beaming with joy is what I'm getting, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, if she could talk, what would she say to you? What do you think she would be saying to you? That's when I want you to get a piece of paper pencil and just, you know, start automatic writing and let her say what she needs to say to help you on your path, honey, okay?
That's so sad. I don't even know who that girl is anymore. That, like, she's gone.
Well, she's
like,
there.
I'm
she
so
never left you.
Life.
You've just got to take time to connect with her, honey. She's not far away. She's, you know, she's a thought away. She's saying, please. She said, you know, I'm here. So a younger picture of yourself, maybe like age, maybe six or so, if you could find one around that age or, you know, something around that age, look into her beautiful eyes and let her, you know, let her connect through automatic writing. Have, you know, I recommend a pencil and paper because pencil is made from trees and you're more grounded to Mother Earth. So if you have a pencil, that would be great, and a notebook or something, paper, and just let her give you that beautiful message that you need to hear. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because she wants you to have a little bit more fun. You haven't been having any fun, you know, and you've really got to connect with her, and she's going to help you on your path. Okay? But she's, don't worry, be happy. And she's saying, she sees like money pennies from heaven. And she's saying, you're worrying for no reason. Cut it out. You're worrying for no reason. There's no need to worry.
Yeah.
Okay?
Scared.
And you know what, you've
tired.
Got to trust yourself. Your higher self is in there. You've got to trust in yourself. There's no need to doubt yourself. There's no need to worry, okay? You've got to trust what you're getting. And Ginger is saying you definitely have a trust issue with yourself.
Yeah.
You can be happy. You can achieve what you're wanting to achieve. But you've got to have a little bit, you know, more trust in yourself. And she wants you to, you know, she wants you to affirm, Ginger, saying, I love, you know, the way things are happening in my life, you know, because they are happening. And just remember, like, nothing stays the same, you know. So, you know, the things that you really not are, you know, are not resonating with, they're not going to last forever, but you've got to nurture yourself. You've got to take care of you. You've got to just love yourself first and do something for you, okay?
Yeah.
So when you do, when you connect with that little, you know, that little girl inside, you're going to see how things really do change, hon. But connect with that beautiful little girl. She's been waiting for a while, you know, to play with you. And she's showing me, she's pointing to the green grass. And I know, like, we, you know, we're in the midst of winter here. I don't know how many inches of snow out there now, and it won't stop. But if you can't connect with grass, just look at the beautiful color that grass would be, that beautiful green color. Because it's going to help you to just, like, really to get into that calm state that you need to be in, okay?
Yeah, I
You're
agree.
Going to feel like how, you know, beautifully healing that green is, you know? Because I sort of feel like you're like a zzz feeling, like you really have, like, a lot of emotions in there. And you've got to calm down. You've got to connect, you know, with your heart, you know, and that little girl is going to help you do that. And you've got to allow, you know, Archangel Raphael to come in and allow his green light to just really surround you at this time. Okay, and that's what I have for you. I hope that it helped. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon.
Okay, thank you.
God bless, hon.
Thanks.
Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say to you today. My beloved one, we encourage you to continue to release. And we know it seems like you are releasing and releasing, and sometimes you think that all you do is release, and that's fine.
Think of it.
Because that's what you need to do. You have so many thoughts, so many patterns, so many beliefs that you have learned throughout your life that you no longer need. So even if it feels like you are releasing 24 hours a day, which I know that Barbara Grace feels sometimes, and he's right, I do. It's okay. It's okay to let go. There's really nothing that you believe, no thoughts that you have, that you absolutely have to hang on to. You can release everything and anything. Anytime you are sitting and you are thinking and something pops into your mind and you start to feel bad, immediately start to release whatever that thought is. Don't sit there and wallow in the misery. Release it. Release it right then, in that moment. You will find that your life lightens up and that you experience more joy. because you're letting go of what you no longer need. And that's what everyone needs to do. If you don't need it, why do you keep it? And I'm not just talking about the material items in your life. I'm talking about your thoughts and beliefs as well. If you don't need it, why do you keep it? Let it go. Let us help you. Ask us to help to take away the things that you no longer need. We will make you more and more aware of them. But you will play a part as well. We will not do the work for you, but we will help you to do the work. We are your team, and we are here for you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of sadness and anger coming up the last couple of days because I was so happy and so on a roll, and I know I'll be there back again. You know, I'm feeling more like myself today until I started crying with you guys. But, you know, I'm so happy working on my projects, and then it's like it feels like it's like a screeching stop, that it's like, oh, no, you know, unemployment is ending and you don't feel like living off a credit card anymore, and you don't feel like living off your parents anymore, and you don't feel like struggling anymore. And these are all positive things, because over the last couple of years or more than that, you know, that was fine. Like, that was the solution. So it's like, look it, this is advancing, this is great. And it's like, for some reason, again, clearing all these thoughts having to do with like getting a job, I've just sort of built up so much crap over the years around it. You know, the process of getting a job, interviewing for a job, and then actually having a job. And at the end of the day, I feel like it's that worthiness. Like, you can actually get a job that you enjoy, that you're making loads of money, and it's building your business at the same time. And for some reason, I guess I'm still not thinking that that's 100% possible, because that hasn't been my experience over the last couple of years. And also, yeah, I'll tell you, like, I was just relaxing into the fact that I had unemployment, and I was like, good, you could just continue. You can just relax. You don't have to push yourself so much. And now it's like that old pattern of like, okay, now I have to push myself to find a job. And because I don't want just any, that's another thing. I don't want just any job. Like, it's sort of no longer okay for me to keep that pattern of like, let me get this job that I feel is beneath me and pays me less than I feel I'm worth. And then I resent it when I'm there and I'm not getting enough hours and I'm not supporting myself. So it's like, look it, you're going for the gold. This is a positive. These are all positives, and you're cranky about it. Just a bad attitude comes up, you know?
Well, you know, during the few moments when you were talking, you mentioned at least 20 things that you should be releasing. So
that.
You really have a lot of thoughts that you really should release on. And when you release, it's not just necessarily the bad thing. It, when I do the releasing, it's on anything. Even if it's a good thing, I still do the releasing on it, because that means that I have an attachment to it, and I don't need attachments to anything.
Right.
So
okay,
release everything. And if you just have to sit there for hours just doing your releasing, then that's it. That's what you need to do, because once you do it, you know that you will feel better and that your life will move. It will flow in a way that it does not do while you are still bound up in all of this negativity, all of these thoughts about what's wrong with me, what's wrong with my life, what's wrong with the world.
Yeah, I'll continue trucking. This has been days. It's been like, and that's the thing. It's always a shocker, because you think that you're like, obviously, you know, things are going to come up and be shifted, but it's like you're riding such a nice wave. And then it's like, okay, well, awesome. Again, you're at a higher level. There's other new resistance that comes up. Good, clearing, good. This is great. This is great. But it's like that, you know, it's, oh, I liked where I was. And it's like, okay, now you're going to go higher. Like, I know how this works. But yet that initial thing is like such crank and anger. Like, big, hard, like there's been big hardcore anger coming up. So
good. You need to release that. Wonderful.
Great.
Sounds like everything's going great.
Sounds like everything's awesome. Yep. Thank you.
Everything's
wonderful. I feel much better. Thank you, guys. I do feel better, actually, because I was very serious the last couple days. So thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
And keep releasing.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Thank you again. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye. Okay, now we have a question from the chat room. It's from Gemini Moon, and the question is, do you see me meeting a potential partner this year? Ooh. I'm hearing the song Love is in the Air, but let's see what DC is getting.
I hear the same song, and I'm getting a big yes. That's what I got for that question. It's beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
And you're about to make the right decisions when it comes to love. And I'm getting just embrace the love that you're desiring, you know, feel it and imagine what it's going to be like. Bring that energy in, you know, bring it in. And affirm, I attract love easily. And you truly will. I attract love easily. Okay. I'm also getting, you know, you've got to love and accept yourself just as you are in this present moment. So you've really got to work on you. You've got to, you know, love yourself when you get up in the morning, look in the mirror, tell yourself how much you love yourself. I'm getting the number 2. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 2 months. But know that, you know, you are going to move in the direction of love. And it's going to be in a beautiful, positive direction. And, Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Let me bring Jesus back in. You guys keep talking, and I keep coming up with these things and releasing them while you're talking. So sometimes I have to come back to where I am now when it's my turn to actually say something. So here is what Jesus wants to say to you, Gemini Moon. You deserve love. You deserve love. You deserve to have a partner who is going to love you and adore you, who is going to see the delight in you, who is going to value and appreciate your energy, your beautiful light, and all of the love that you have to share. We want you to make sure that you do not settle. Never settle. That is so beneath you. Don't do it. You deserve the best. You are the best. And we want you to remember that. So you will be encountering opportunities to have loving relationships. Make sure that you are focused on fun. Because we want your life to be fun. We want you to wake up every morning and to enjoy it. So do not end up with someone who drags you down. Find someone who lifts you up. And that way your life will just get better and better and better and better and better. And that is what you deserve. We love you. Okay, Gemini Moon. So, it feels really good. So get out there and meet that wonderful person and have that amazing life. Okay, and then we have another question from the chat room, and then we're going back to our callers, and this one is from Little Fairy, and she says, I'm starting a new job at the company Tropic Knits in April. Yay, you got the job. Any messages about that and about the guy I have noticed a few times at my current job? Okay, DC, what are you getting for Little Fairy?
Okay, Little Fairy, yay. Like Barbara said, yay, in regard to the job, just keep, you know, speaking of success and prosperity, we're so proud of you. Okay. In regard to the gentleman that you spoke of, okay, what I'm getting, I don't know if it's around you or if it's around him, but I'm getting like one of you is a little bit insecure. Okay, and there's hope that, you know, you will be able to, whoever it is, either you or he, you will be able to get over this. But it's going to take, you know, just watching the emotions that, you know, you have. Okay? There's a lesson to be learned in this, but I'm getting, you know, that you can or he can move forward, and you will, but it's just going to take a little bit, is what the angels are showing me. Okay. And for you, express your joy and allow yourself to enjoy every moment. Because, you know, you've got to stay in the now is what I'm getting. I see the Ascendant Masters around you. And I'm getting there's at least one around you, but I feel like there's more. Okay. I see Jesus right away. I see Jesus is with you. I don't know if you connect with the Ascendant Masters. And also Kuan Yin, that's another Mother Mary energy. Okay. And they're here to really give you, you know, to give you the courage to keep moving forward, to have faith in yourself and, you know, the beautiful world that, you know, that you live in. Because you can have everything you want. You can. Saint Germain is there as well. Okay, so please, when you have time, connect with these beautiful Ascendant Masters. They're here and they want you to move forward on your journey. I connected with them yesterday, and I was sitting with my little grandson, Jackson, just sitting on a recliner, and then all of a sudden these beautiful colors came in, and, you know, they were touching our faces. I mean, beautiful, beautiful colors. I put a couple pictures, like, on Facebook, so I don't know if you have the, you know, if you're able to see them, but you could actually see two beautiful orbs at the bottom. The first one was Archangel Raphael, and then the other one was Archangel Michael. And they just wanted to leave, you know, us a message of empowerment, you know, a beautiful, uplifting message, and to have faith that whatever obstacles that are in front of us, they're going to be gone. So you've just got to, you know, you've got to trust and, you know that, you know, as you focus on, you know, your life's purpose and on your path, you're going to see like these, you know, and your heart's desire and your joy. You're going to see doors open for you, okay? So just know that the Ascendant Masters are with you, and they want to help you on this beautiful journey that you're taking right now. They'll help you with, you know, Mother Mary, the Kuan Yin energy. They'll help you with love. They'll help you with, you know, jobs. So just, like, keep moving forward, okay? And, Barbara, that's what I have for Little Fairy, and we're so proud of her, of course, with the job that's, you know, coming for her. And I just feel like every area of her life is just, it's going to be beautiful. She's just got to believe in herself and believe that she truly deserves all the happiness that she desires. And I'm getting Ginger saying, please, Little Fairy, just focus on what you're wanting. That's all you have to do. It's that simple. And that's what I have, Barbara.
Okay. And here is your message from Jesus, Little Fairy. Beloved one, we want you to continue to look within. You are beginning to understand who you are. You are beginning to understand some of the power that you have. And we don't want you to stop looking within just because your situation is changing. It's becoming even more important for you to let go of those beliefs that just don't fit you. They do not resonate with you. And we see that there are quite a few. So please, focus within. See who you truly are. And when you do that, you will see what actually fits you. We know that you have an interest in this person at your current job, but you are not ready to really embrace having that kind of a relationship. Spend more time looking within yourself. Spend more time recognizing what you need to let go of. Find the ways of letting go that really feel good to you. Letting go should not be torture. It should not be work. It should not be hard. It should actually be joyful. You should be ready to release. And that is what you are working towards. We want you to recognize that you are creating your life. And the answers truly are within you. Look within. It's all there. look within. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. And we will now go to our caller from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, lovely ladies. It's Kat. How are you both? Hello, Kat.
Just fine. How are you, Kat?
Good, good. Thank you. Yes, I woke up early and I saw that your show was on, so I was like, that's a sign I have to call in. And yes, and yeah. Firstly,
wonderful.
Express my gratitude for you both and all the light and love that you're giving into the world. I think that's beautiful, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Kat. Yes. Well, your dad is with you. I don't know if you've been feeling his energy, but he is with you right now. And he's asking you to speak your truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know
if that's
speaking truth, but I'm, you know, like, he's going to help you with that, you know?
Excellent. Excellent.
And just
yeah.
Be open to him helping you with his beautiful energy, Kat. Is there any kind of conflict going on? Because I'm getting, you know, like he wants to really help you to, like, lovingly communicate, maybe to yourself or to others.
Yes. Yesterday I had a phone call that could have went better.
Okay.
It didn't
okay.
dissolve the relationship, but I don't know, because, like, I don't know if it might be beneficial later on or if I should just cut ties and run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sort of seeing scissors with your dad.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's just letting you know, like, this is really, like, right now as you and I are connecting, he's saying that this isn't really the time for you to create anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, you know, the time that you're to clear everything away that no longer serves you.
Okay.
And, you know, you're not in a cycle of creation right now. You're sort of releasing, you know, and getting rid of things. And you talk about recycling, and he's, you know, he's sort of like, throw all that old stuff that you're not needing, throw it in, a, you know, this can and recycle it, you know?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay? And I just feel like, you know, things are sort of like a little chaotic around you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as well, Kat, this is the time for you to, I feel like he's showing me, like, he's going deep within, down in you, like deep within. There's something that you're holding on that may have been painful. Okay, and you've got to let it, like, rise to the surface and be cleansed. And you're going through, like, a period of rebirth. You're sort of like the phoenix rising again.
Yes.
So you're, you know, you're going to rise from those ashes, and you're going to be stronger than you've ever been.
Excellent, yes. Yes,
we want to get rid of
that
pain because we want you to have a beautiful healing, okay? And when you do, you're going to see that the universe has amazing things awaiting you, Kat. And there are things that you could not even imagine is what your dad is saying. So he wants you to let go and just trust what's coming for you.
Okay.
And Kat, what is it that you're afraid of? Because he's saying she's still, you know, she's afraid of different things. You've got to really maybe sit and think about it. Maybe you're not consciously aware of what you're afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay? Right.
Maybe if you could sit down and write with a pencil, I recommend a pencil, and a notebook or a piece of paper, write down what you're afraid of, okay?
Okay.
And then you could write down, you know, everything, you know, there's always like a silver lining, there's always a gift, and you maybe could write down, you know, what it possibly could be with each of the things that you're fearing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just please affirm that you are willing to let go of the fear that you're holding on to, okay?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, and just, you know, surrender it to Jesus. Surrender it to Mother Mary. And watch as the angels take that fear from you. They're saying, thank you, Kat. They're opening up this beautiful golden box. You're placing the fear in it, and they're taking it to heaven.
Yes. Oh, that's
so good. I'm getting, like, you know, surrendering is, like, a big thing for you right now. You've got to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whatever it is that you're holding on to, please surrender, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I'm getting as well, you know, you're getting a lot of downloads during your dream time, so really pay attention to what you're getting. because there's dreams and there's visions, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
this is a beautiful time for you. Like I said, you're getting, like I said, I see like a lot of downloads. Okay, and those dreams, Ginger is showing me like a window and she's opening it. She's saying, Kat, your dreams, you know, they're like a little window, you know, and they're going to take you into your reality. So you've really got to pay a lot of attention to this, okay?
Okay.
And they're going to guide you to where you need to be as well, Kat, is what I'm getting. You know, so write them down. Make sure that you journal what you're getting, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting, you know, that you really need a little bit more rest than you've been getting for yourself, okay? Make sure that you meditate, okay? And you've got to take some time just for you. And she's showing me, excuse me, like everything that you're worried about, like sort of like, you know, visualize yourself putting it, you know, you're putting it down like where you do your work and you're leaving all of that there because you want to just remove yourself from it. And you need to really take time to counteract the stress that you're having and show your body the love that it truly deserves, okay?
Yes.
And that's what I have for you, honey. I hope that made sense. I'm going to turn
you
over to Barbara. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Okay, Kat, here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Yes.
My beloved one, you are barely, barely beginning to recognize who you are, the beauty that is within you. There is so much more to you than you have ever really come to know. And we know that when you look at yourself and you see how much you've changed and you think, oh my gosh, I'm so much better than I used to be, and you are, but there is still so much more that you can let go of, so much more that you no longer need in your life. We strongly encourage you to just let it go. You don't need to figure it out. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to analyze it. When we say let it go, that's what we mean, let it go. If you want to, you can see it as writing on a piece of paper that you no longer need, and so you ball up the piece of paper and you throw it away. You don't keep that piece of paper and think that someday I need to go back and look at that piece of paper and figure out that piece of paper and figure out everything about that piece of paper. You realize that you no longer need it and you just throw it away. This is what we want you to do with the beliefs that you no longer need, the ones that no longer serve you. Just throw them away. And once you throw them away, you don't ever need to look back on them. And you don't do that with the material things in your life, and you throw them in the trash, and the trashman comes and takes them away. You don't run out to the truck and say, oh, no, I need to look at my trash one more time. So don't do that with the things that you are releasing from your life. Once you let them go, let them go. They no longer serve you. It's time for you to love you, to create from your heart the life that you are here to live. This is your time to shine. So let yourself shine. Let your beautiful energy be seen out in the world. Let yourself be who you truly came here to be. We love you.
Amen.
We love you. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you. Ooh, that felt nice.
Thank you, Barbara and Jesus. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you both so very much. Thank you for being a blessing in my life and so many others. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, hon. You're equally a blessing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Remember, like, you've got to love yourself, Kat. Self-love is really important, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Because it really helps to have the health that you so deserve, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, well, you
so
guys
much.
Get busy getting rid of all that trash, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you both.
We love you, too. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but I always press the button at the wrong time now. No, I don't. Okay, our next caller is from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hello. My name is
okay,
Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. What can we do for you?
I'm calling because I spoke with you guys a few weeks ago about my financial situation, about a job that I also applied for. I recently went for the interview and a walkthrough at the hospital, but I haven't heard anything from them since. And I want to know, do you see if I got the job or not? Or are they going to call me? Because I really need something as soon as possible. I'm at my last.
Okay. Let's see what we're getting.
Hi, honey. It's DC. Yes, I am. I'm getting there's nothing to worry about that, you know, like you're going to have the financial freedom that you deserve, okay? And I'm getting that you should hear from them. But I'm also getting this is a time for you to let go, hon. There's things that you're not letting go of, and that has to happen is what I, you know, feel first. Okay? So just, you know, let go of whatever is not serving you. You know, let it go. Let the angels take it, you know, to Jesus and just have faith. Okay? Because I feel like, you know, like when you say about the job and everything, and I feel such a fear, like, within you, and you've got to let go of that.
Okay?
And I'm getting, you're going to have, you know, a beautiful life, more than you could have dreamed possible. So you've got to get rid of that self-doubt that you have within, that's like holding you hostage almost, okay? So focus on your heart space in the middle of your chest, and really allow it to open, okay?
Okay.
Just let go. You've got so much within there. You've got to let go of it, okay? It's keeping you stuck. Like I said, I sort of see you like you're tied up with all of the stuff within your heart, okay?
Yes.
Okay? So, you know, you've got to be willing to let go of your fears and your limitations, okay? Allow Mother Mary to come in and to really help you with this, okay?
Okay.
And as you do, you're going to be so inspired. You're going to be able to move forward. You're going to be free. You're going to have that beautiful, light feeling that you have. And your new reality, what you've been waiting for, you know, is going to be there. There's going to be opportunities before you, okay? So if you really, you have really got to let go of what you're holding on to. And there's a lot of pain within you, honey. There's so much pain that you're holding on to as well. And this pain is holding you back.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay,
and
so I'm
going
to turn you over to Barbara. And she's going to do a little bit of work with you to get rid of that pain that you need to get rid of, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, honey. Barbara?
Okay. Oh, hold on. I had to do something with that energy. I don't know what that energy was, but it didn't feel good. So I don't know if that was your energy and your pain that I was feeling, in which case we definitely need to let that go. Okay, here's Jesus, my beloved. I am sending to you right now in this moment a host of angels, and they are with you right now to help you to let go. So we want you to just take a nice deep breath. And as you are taking these nice deep breaths, you are opening up to letting go. And we want you to let go, even if you feel that you can't let go anyway. Even if you feel that it's not time to let go anyway. Even if you feel that this won't work, let go anyway. No matter what thoughts are coming up about letting go, let them go as well. And these angels are lifting these burdens from you, from your shoulders, from your heart, from the truth of who you are. And they are filling you with the divine love
and the knowing that you deserve to have a wonderful job, making more than enough money, loving what you do, helping other people, being who you are in your heart. This is what you are here for. This is what you are opening up to allowing. And so they are removing all of the beliefs that seem to be coming up about, can this work? I'm desperate. What if it doesn't work? My life, I don't know how to fix it. All of these beliefs that are there, they're just removing them. Because they no longer serve you. Just breathe and let go. And now Archangel Michael is pouring in his wonderful chakra cleaner so that all of your systems are open and flowing. Your life is changing right now in this moment. And we want you to accept that and to know that this is for your highest good. God loves you, and that love will never end. And God will provide for you. But you have to allow yourself to receive. So we are taking away all of those beliefs that say you can't receive because just let all of it go. Just open up. Open up to the love that is in you. Open up to the love that we are filling you with. Open up to the unconditional love of you. You are more than you know. And you deserve a beautiful life. The angels will continue to work with you. So just take some time to just be and to let go of everything. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I can feel all this stuff coming out of your head.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why are you apologizing? I wasn't complaining.
Oh, I don't want you to be experiencing what I'm experiencing right now.
No, I just feel some of the movement. I don't. I don't feel everything that you're feeling. I generally feel the movement of the energy. I don't want to feel everything that everyone is feeling. My team knows that, so.
I know, that's right.
So be nice to yourself today because you're releasing a bunch of stuff. So just, you know, do the things that you absolutely have to do, but take some time to just do nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And good luck on the job.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay. I think we've talked to everyone who had their hand up. Last call for anyone who is in the queue that has a question. Push 1 to raise your hand, and we will answer your question. Otherwise, we will just let you sit there and listen. We're going to the caller from area code 612. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Hello?
What can we do
okay,
for you
awesome.
Today, Teresa?
Well, it's so crazy because I went to Blog Talk Radio for the first time in my whole life, and on the right side, it just said, like, active chat. So I just happened to click on it, and I was led to you guys. And so I feel like this was sort of, like, divinely led, I was divinely led to you. My question is, I recently released something that I've held on for a really long time. And it feels good, but now I'm focusing my energy on a new venture that I started less than a year ago, hoping that it's the right one. Actually, I feel like it's the right one. I just, I want some help with clearing my chakra. I was talking to somebody who's helping me sort of align my chakras, and she said that my my root and my sacral chakra was like blocked, like I had a wall, a cement wall up. And I guess part of it, my question too, is like I'm trying to understand why. Like, why did I block it? You know, I'm trying to practice releasing and opening myself up and connecting to my highest self, and yet I can't open these two parts of me, and I want to understand why.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting about that. DC?
Yes. The first thing I'd like to say is thank you for calling in and welcome. And I'd like to tell you, the first time that I connected with Barbara, I was asking her to clear my chakras. And the next thing I have
to
say
is,
yes, well, it's a synchronicity. And the next thing is my dog Ginger is on the other side. She transitioned. It's going to be 2 years in July. And she's saying, why are you practicing clearing your chakras, girlfriend? Just let them be cleared already. You don't have to practice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting for you, hon, it's a time that you're supposed to, you know, like, get a new story about yourself, okay? Because the old story that mm-hmm. you have about you, is it really doesn't describe you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You've got to let your old story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have this beautiful new story that is filled with wisdom, okay? And you're going
okay.
to share it with the world. And I'm getting, you know, like I see pennies from heaven for you. You're really creative. This new venture is going to be amazing, okay? So it's
mm-hmm.
going to pay off, is what I'm getting. You're going to, you know, you're going to see it paying off soon, okay?
Okay.
You've got to change your relationship with money. Because money is, you know, the relationship with you that you have with money is not, it's not the proper relationship, and it does cause frustration, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you've got to let go of feelings of lack, because it will, in fact, create more lack, okay? So
okay.
we have angels surrounding you, and they're going to help you to really to speak your truth, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to start by honestly and clearly, you know, like, you know, clearly, like, you know, speaking with yourself first, and I'm getting that you're afraid to speak, okay?
I'm sorry, say that last part
to be
part
afraid
again.
Of. You're afraid, there's a fear of speaking your truth, okay?
Yes.
Because when you speak your truth, you're afraid that others won't approve, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to, you know, you've got to really, you know, speak lovingly with yourself first, and the angels are going to help you with that. And you're going to really empower yourself by doing this, and you're going to honor and respect yourself, and then others are going to follow suit. They're going to do the same thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I see a beautiful palette okay. in one hand, and I see a paintbrush in the other hand. And that tells me that you really have some beautiful artistic abilities. Okay? Whatever it is that you like to do creatively, keep expressing your, you know, creative side, and it will help
mm-hmm.
to, like, everything, and it will help to heal, okay, because your emotions need a little bit of healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time that you've, like I said, you've got to speak your truth, because you've got to be that authentic, unique person that you are. And you sort of like I feel like you go to say something, and then you just, uh-oh, and you hold back, and you think about
yeah.
it first, okay? You censor
yep.
everything that you can say, okay?
Exactly.
When is the last time you connected with that beautiful inner child within? And just, you know, children say what they mean, and they mean what they say, you know? So you need to do that as well. And whatever it is that you like to do, you know, whatever brings you joy, please do that, okay? I don't know if you like to paint, mm-hmm. or you like to dance or sing or garden or whatever you like to do, but whatever that you like to do, you've got to, you know, you've got to do that. And that's going to help you on your journey, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, like Ginger's coming in again, my dog, and she's saying, stop procrastinating. Okay,
oh my
you've
gosh.
Got a lot to do ahead of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I don't like to do, I love to do this. I don't like to clean the house, and I get my, you know, I get that from Ginger. You've got to do that as well. You know, you're a domestic goddess at times, and you've got to just resonate with that. And I do, and then mm-hmm. I feel better when I get, you know, my earthly stuff here done, you know? So
mm-hmm.
don't procrastinate. She's saying make a list of what you have to do, you know, and make another list. She's showing me another list of things that you did start to do but you didn't finish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to help you. And, you know, you've got to stay a little bit more grounded, okay, is what she's showing me. But with the help mm-hmm. of the angels and, you know, the help of Jesus and the divine, you are going to get all this accomplished, okay? And you've got to see that you are this beautiful divine being of light, okay? You are perfectly imperfect. There's nothing that you need to yourself on, okay?
Okay.
So you are this beautiful being of light, okay? And your finances mm-hmm. are being, okay? Just, you know, be thankful for what you have and the things that you're waiting for. Say thank you already. It's showing that you have faith, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. so just honor and give thanks for all the blessings that you have received, okay, and for the future blessings that you're getting. They're coming to you, okay? Okay,
mm-hmm.
I do see, like you said, abundance is coming your way, and my dog is showing me there's a beautiful, beautiful supply coming just for you, and you've manifested this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be true, true abundance, okay? So make sure that you're open to receiving. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and that you have like a balance between giving and receiving, because it's truly important that you have a balance between both. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you will have all the support you need, because I sort of feel like, you know, you don't feel like you support it, but you will. Okay, you'll have that beautiful
mm-hmm.
support.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting, I sort of feel like, you know, like when it comes to love and stuff, I feel like your heart is, you have this big, beautiful heart, but it's not, you know, it's not the way it's supposed to be, because it's sort of like a little bit restricted presently, okay? So I don't know if you've been hurt by love, but I feel like there's a restriction in your heart area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you lost someone that made you feel like this? Because I just feel like there's such a restriction in your heart.
No, I mean, I haven't, not very many people that I've known have died. That
okay.
have been close to
so there's
me.
Something in your heart that I don't understand. That there's like a restriction within. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's getting. Maybe Barbara could clear that up. Okay? And just know that you're on this beautiful, beautiful path. And are you a little bit more left-brained that you try to always like use logic?
Yes.
Because I'm getting.
I'm trying,
you know,
not to as much.
Yeah, let it go, because you've got to sort of get into the where you trust what you have within, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we let go of, you know, like the logic and everything, we know that everything is possible, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On this beautiful day of yours, you can have, you know, everything that you've dreamed of. You journal, because I'm getting journaling is going to be very important, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, keep journaling. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, like I said. I don't understand what the restriction is in your heart, but there's something going on there, and hopefully she can help clear it up, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Bless.
Okay, Teresa, first we are going to have Archangel Michael pour his special super industrial chakra cleaner through all of your chakras, and this is going to open all of your chakras and bring them into balance. And there is nothing that can withstand this chakra cleaner, so you will no longer have closed chakras. So just take a nice deep breath. And he's pouring it in now. And so you may feel things moving inside of you. And actually, your last two chakras were not completely blocked. They were pretty much blocked, but not completely. So there was some movement in there. And this is also what's causing the blockage around your heart that DC is seeing. And it's fear of your own life.
Oh, my
You're
gosh, yes.
Afraid
that
of your
fear
own
comes
life.
So
yeah.
Much.
Yeah. And you need to let that go because it's not real. You know, you're creating it in your own head. All of our fears are things we create in our own minds. They do not actually exist. And I know this might bring up some, you know, something that you think is really true, like a fear of a tiger. I doubt if there are many tigers in your house, so you should be safe from tigers. You can let that one go, too. Our fears are our own creations. Everything we fear, we have created. So you don't actually need to let your fears rule you. One of the things that I've been releasing on, everything, is I've given myself to live my life without doing things based on what I'm afraid of. I make my decisions based on what is right and not on what I'm afraid of. And that's a subtle difference, but it's also a huge transition because it actually brings me freedom. And I can do more, I can move more, I can live more because I'm no longer letting fear run me. And you're saying that you are definitely letting fear run you. Yeah, so there's angels working on you while I'm talking, and they're helping you to let go of that fear. And they're going to be working on you for, the next several days. So you may feel things moving in you, shifting around as you are letting go. Okay, and here's your message from Jesus. I'm not the one that's supposed to be talking all the time. Here we go. Beloved one, we guided you here because you needed to be here. Because this is your next step. Because you are opening up to your life. And as you open up more, you need to know where you can find the support, the people who are going to love you, who are going to listen to you, who are going to help you to become the truth of who you are. You have a beautiful, beautiful path that you are on. And you are beginning to open up to it. You are beginning to open up to you, the you that is within you, the higher self, the truth of who you are. And in order to fully open up, you're going to have to let go of a lot of things that you used to think, a lot of things that you used to believe. That's part of your path. Know that you are making the right choice. And that we are here. And we are working with you. And we love you. And you can ask us anything. And we will always, always answer in so many ways so that you know that you are receiving what you have asked for. You are a beautiful being of light. And we know that you are meant to have an amazing life. Embrace yourself. Open your heart to love, to loving you. Let go of the fear. You're not alone. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And he wants me to tell you that I do a show on Fridays called Get Answers to Life's Questions, and it's on at 11 to 1 Central Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. And I actually do the infinity healing that I do to help people to let go. So if you want to call in on a Friday and we can do some work, okay, just... You're showing me all these different areas in your body that we need to do some work on. So if you want to do that, you can call in on Fridays and talk to me then. And also you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, because I do a class on automatic writing, and they think that you might connect with that too. And that starts this Thursday. So look and see if that really resonates with you, because they really want you to have that connection so that you can ask your questions and get your answers and know that this is your team, your guidance talking to you. They're saying that
yes, I'll definitely
really
look into that.
You a lot.
Yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome. And don't forget, you can call tomorrow too, and we'll do some work on all of these areas that they keep showing me. Like a little billboard, and parts of your body keep lighting up. So,
okay. You said Friday, right?
Friday.
Okay.
Oh, today's Tuesday, isn't it? I'm thinking today's Thursday.
Yes.
This show is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The other show is on Friday. Yes. So you can call back on Thursday if you need to. I lose track of time,
so
you can ignore that. But you are doing what you are meant to do. So you are making progress. So keep up the good work. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And hopefully we'll talk again.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are moving to the caller from 1111111111. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is a Gong Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you today?
Well, this is more of a call in panic because I was looking for a job, and now I have contacted, I think, all the people on LinkedIn and everywhere else. So I keep being told by them that, you know, you have applied very late and a lot of fear stuff. So I was just wondering if there's something I'm missing on.
Okay, let's see what DC is getting first.
Yes, hello, hon. I'm getting, don't worry. Okay, that's the first thing, like, don't worry. Know that there's going to be an opportunity coming your way to really work at a job that you're going to love, okay?
Okay, yes.
And when we do what we love, the money does follow. So please, you know, let go of the worry. Know that, you know, heaven is watching over you. Mother Mary is with you right now, and she loves you so much, okay? And she sees the stress that, you know, has been laid upon you, and she's saying, please, my beautiful child, stop worrying. You know, instead of worrying, put it into prayer form. And that helps to, you know, to bring those divine solutions forward. Okay?
Yes, yes.
So you've got to care for yourself. You've got to stop worrying. Okay? So hand over the situation as you are connecting with us right now. Please hand it over to Mother Mary. She and the angels are sitting, you know, right with you, and they want to heal the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? Because you've got to let go of the anxiety in regard to the situation for it to be healed. Okay?
Yes.
And please,
I was so anxious, but then in the last few days, suddenly, like, a lot of people are coming back to me and saying, you're like, a little late, or, you know, like giving me some reason. So I just suddenly panicked.
Okay. But you've got to let go of the negative thoughts that you have, okay? And allow the beautiful changes that are coming forward that are going to be positive come your way.
Yes.
Okay, we have Mother Mary, like you said, you've got to release the situation, you know, and let heaven take care of it. She's sending angels by your side, and there's a beautiful golden box. And she's asking that you put your cares in that box, okay? And just know that there is a divine solution to this issue. And please stop worrying, because when you worry, like I said, you're putting up like sort of this wall where you can't get rid of this situation. And, you know, instead, you know, we're going to ask Mother Mary to help us with the situation, put it like in the form of a prayer, and you're going to see all, you know, all the the beautiful possibilities that lay before you, hon, okay? You're watched over today, and you've always been watched over, and you will continue to be watched over by heaven. You have loved ones around you. You have angels around you, and you are protected, okay? So please don't allow, you know, what's going on really to, you know, affect you that way, okay? There's so much stress that you're holding on to, hon, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and we have the beautiful, we have a beautiful angel coming forward, and she's saying, you know, that you sort of, you don't see how much value that you hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to help
us
to really see, that, you know, that you are worth so much more than you believe. And you've got to value yourself. You really have to see, you know, like how valued and loved that you are, and that you are worthy of love. And you are God's creation. So you know, you can ask to see yourself through the eyes of love, okay?
Yes.
Okay? And just know that, you know, you are worthy of all that you desire, hon. Okay, this beautiful angel is coming with you and really helping you to stay on track, okay? On track. And you've got to, you know, you've got to be able to speak your truth. You're afraid, you know, to speak your truth, okay? And there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yes.
Okay, you've got to be honest with yourself, and then you've got to be honest with others. Okay, and the angels are going to help you to do that. And like I said, you know, see what's going on is just like a little bit of a time to really to help you to see what you truly are wanting, okay?
Yeah.
Focus on what you love, hon. And when you focus on what you love, you're going to see that, you know, you're going to, you know, your career is going to be exactly how you want it, okay?
Okay.
So start by loving and approving yourself first, okay? And then I see you advancing, you know, along your beautiful path. There's a lot of public recognition for the beautiful work that you're able to do, okay?
Oh, yes.
So allow yourself,
that.
Yes, allow yourself to let go of the negative emotions that you're holding on to, okay? There's negative emotions and there's fear, and that's what's blocking you presently, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to really help you to break free, you know, from that emotional attachment that you have to money, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. God bless. Barbara?
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay, so one of the things that they're showing me is that it's like you are moving from one path in life to another. And so you have one foot on the old path and one foot on the new path. This is, as you are going through this transition, this is going to change what it is you actually, what really resonates you when it comes to a job, what it is that really speaks to your heart. And so these jobs that you are applying for may be part of that old path, and as such, they no longer fit the new path. So don't take any of this stuff personally. And if you don't take it personally, you don't have the anxiety. Because when you're thinking of it as meaning, this means that there's something wrong with me, people don't like me, I'll never get a job, this is all about me, that's when you have the anxiety. Let that go, because it's not true. You are making a transition in your life. This is part of that transition, and there's absolutely nothing wrong. I'm supposed to say that three times. There's absolutely nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong.
There's absolutely nothing wrong. Yes.
Okay. And so take a nice deep breath. Now, what was your question?
Which one is the new path? I mean, I know it, but will you please say it?
Well, your new path is you living from your heart and accepting the truth of who you are and creating this fabulous life They're not showing me, you know, exactly how it's all going to end, because they say that would just spoil the whole surprise, and life is a journey and you should enjoy every step. The old path was
living the
way that your parents had taught you to live, you know, doing everything that was considered correct for you in your culture. That was the old path. You're not going to do that. You're going to live your life according to what is right for you. You're learning to love and accept yourself. You're learning to let go of all of that other crap. And this is just part of that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong. So there really isn't a problem. So if you want to be upset about something, that's your choice, but you really don't have anything to be upset about. That's what they're showing
that's
you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
I'm just trying to figure out the new stuff. So, yeah.
Here's your message from Jesus. Maybe he'll give you some revelations. Oh, and Michael is going to pour the chakra cleaner into you, too, because he says you need to let go of some stuff in your chakras. Okay. Here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, you are here for more than you know. You are here for more than your family has ever thought you were here for. And that's the wonderful, beautiful thing about you. There is so much more to your life than you have ever imagined. So don't try to live in that comfort zone of being what other people expect you to be. Their opinions are just their opinions, and you are not going to live them. You are not meant to. You are meant for so much more. And soon you will look back on this time and you will laugh and think, I was being so silly thinking those thoughts, because your life will have changed so drastically that you won't even recognize it in some ways. But in other ways, it will feel so right to your heart. So do not worry. Everything is coming into alignment. That is what you are experiencing now. You are letting go of the old so that you can open to the new. And we are talking about your career. We are talking about your love life. We are talking about everything. Everything is coming into alignment. And there is no need for you to ever be afraid. Just let it go. And know that this is just part of your own growth. Part of your own evolution. Let your light shine. Be the beautiful being that you are. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. Whew, sounds good. Feels good, too.
Is there any way he can share that with my parents also?
Your parents aren't really ready to listen to something like that. That's what he's telling me. He says they will see
yes.
it in time. But they will see it.
And Barbara Ginger is saying, you know, our show's on Blog Talk. She can go back in the archives and actually send a link and let her parents listen to it.
Yeah, if they'd be willing to do that. I'm not sure that they'd
if they're open
believe
to listen,
anything.
They can hear it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Well, you know, Ginger is my dog, and she transitioned, it's like 2 years ago, and she's letting you know that, like, adversity, challenges, and bumps in the road are, like, oftentimes the first signs that you're having a great healing taking place right now, okay? So just know that you are healing, and that's a message from the universe.
Yes.
So just
thank
stay
you.
With the beautiful. Yes, that's going on presently, hon.
Yes. Thank you, both of you. Yes.
Oh.
You are welcome. And thanks for calling. And, you know, be nice to yourself.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Yes.
Remember, the fears are your creation, they are only in your mind. So if you don't want to live in fear, throw them out. It's your brain. You don't have to have them there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off, but apparently that's what I was supposed to do. I'm just going to cut off everybody today. All right, DC, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for taking time out from your beautiful grandchildren to join us today. And I hope you
are enjoying
the snow. You know, go out and make snow angels and snow ice cream and all the other snow stuff you're supposed to do.
Well, Ginger's saying the first thing she meant to say, Barbara, is don't eat yellow snow. That's number one. Okay?
Yes.
And then the other thing she's saying, she's declaring that today is the day that, you know, each of us let go of things that no longer serve us.
Yes, definitely. That's wonderful. That should be every day.
Yeah. And the last thing she said, I still have one more thing, Auntie Barbara. She wants everyone to remember that life is 10%, you know, what happens to you, and 90% on how we respond.
Yes. That's how we create. Whether we create wonderful, it depends on us.
Yes. And she said, I'm so smart because I've listened to Auntie Barbara for years.
Hey, I should start listening to her.
Oh, my goodness. I'm wearing a pair, you'll laugh, I'm wearing a pair of my husband's reading glasses because everything I had was down on the first floor, and I brought it up to the second floor to, you know, to get a little area that was a little more quiet with the kids. And every time I put my head down, like, my husband's glasses would fall off. Today has truly been a challenging day.
Oh, but you've made the best of it.
I'm going with it. I'm going with the phone. It's okay. They keep falling off. I'll just keep putting them back. Yep.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Barbara, for everything that you've shared with us. And I feel like I'm filled with, you know, the vitamin G that I needed for today. I feel amazing.
Yes. Well, now you can go and be the amazing grandmother that you are meant to be and enjoy the snow.
Yes. Sure.
Which may not
even
be
Ginger's
easy,
laughing. Yeah. I hate every little snowflake, Barbara. I can't lie. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what it is. I feel like so restricted when I see snow. I feel like I'm stuck, you know, but I'm not truly stuck. But I can't wait for spring.
Well, see, now you know what you need to release today. You need to release the hate of snow and actually start to love the snow. And maybe once you love it, it'll stop snowing.
I'm going to try that. Honest to goodness, I am trying that to release my...
Okay.
I should have been in a tropical climate, but I'm going to release that today. Thank you for that.
Okay. Well, enjoy your day, and we will be back on Thursday with more Morning with Jesus. And we hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
One.